Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Paracast, the gold standard of paranormal radio. And now, here's Gene Steinberg.
With Gene and Chris, on the Paracast, we're going to, a little bit later, focus on Skinwalker and the Skinwalker mysteries, again, with Ryan Skinner. We'll get to that in a few moments. I'm just wondering about something here. Why is it, I always ask this question, and we did it in the last few weeks, after the expose of the Roswell slides, why is it one of the most popular subjects in our forums? Why can't people stop talking about it?
I don't know. It's kind of like, you know, slowing down past the car wreck, you know. Cut a rubberneck, talk about it. Just, I don't know. It's morbid curiosity, I guess.
Talking about morbid curiosity. So Linda Moulton Howe apparently got her claws into this thing, and she, and I think Whitley Strieber is doing it too now, suggesting that the mummy was deliberately placed in that museum where it was photographed. Am I getting this right?
Well, in other words, you're saying that the mummy was an alien that was put in there and shown as just another mummy of a child.
Exactly. So for whatever crazy reason, our government, having nothing better to do with their time, and we know, look, we have Secret Service people who took out prostitutes and things like that. So I suppose that they take our hard-earned money and they justify reasons to cut back on expenses, which means they do a worse job because they don't have enough money to do a good job. But anyway, let's get back to this point here.
So all is not equal in love and whore. I mean, war.
Something like that. But the key is here is the logic, to use the phrase attributed to Mr. Spock or Dr. McCoy or something.
Using the term loosely?
Very loosely. Where's the logic in that? Where's the logic in the government having a body of an alien, and rather than just keep it hidden, which would make sense? You don't want people to know about that, right? So instead of that, you stick it on a museum table in some obscure museum.
Right, and hide it in plain sight.
Okay. Why?
Well, perhaps Linda feels left out, and she had to get her, as you put it, her finger in the pie, or your foot in the mud, or whatever you want to call it, get her 2 cents in. You know, sure, anything. I'm open minded. Anything is possible. However, the likelihood of something like that happening is so remote, at least in my book. I mean, the government's about hiding things and controlling information. They're not about trotting it out and seeing if anybody notices. In this case, I don't see that as even being a possibility, although I could be wrong. We don't have the mummy to confirm one way or another through DNA tests and other types of tests to determine whether it's just a little Indian, you know, Native American human baby that died an unfortunate early death, or whether it's truly an off-planet intelligence that somehow became desiccated and ended up on a glass shelf in a museum. I don't know. I guess when you get caught red-handed, sometimes you come up with the most outlandish counter-arguments and explanations to try to wiggle your way out of potentially defrauding people out of millions and millions of dollars. So, I wonder how much Linda's getting paid to help sign off on this particular scenario.
Well, I would like to say we're not accusing her of anything. Maybe she's just glomming on to this feeling there's some connection or some traction to create a conspiracy theory.
I don't think she'd glom on to something like that unless there was something in it for her.
All right, well, I don't know. I don't know Linda Moulton Howe. We've asked her to come on the show on several occasions. A couple of times she said yes and then doesn't seem to be able to close the deal. The other thing about this that always bothered me is if you stick this thing in some kind of public setting, how do you account for the fact that there's always the danger that some kind of alien life form would bring with it alien viruses? I'm not talking about computer viruses. I mean alien viruses, infections. Certainly, if you recovered a body like this, the first thing you would do is put on protective gear, put it in a place that's safe, secure. You'd hide it away until you're 100% sure, or as sure as you can be, that nobody is being infected by something.
Remember what happened with their first lunar astronauts? When they came back, they went directly into quarantine.
That's right. And that's our own people going to our own satellite, the moon. But we don't know what's over there. It may be that ET is related to us in some way. And maybe, therefore, their viruses are compatible with ours. We don't know. We don't know if they disinfect themselves before they come. We have no idea. So why would we take the chance? Why would we leave these things out in the open? It doesn't make sense to me. I mean, just think of the scene in the movie ET where they find evidence that this kid has a little alien being. You see all these scientists coming there with their hazmat suits.
No, that's Hollywood, but
there's a reality to that.
No. Well, especially if it's true. You know, you read some of the scuttlebutt, the people, I don't know where they could come up with most of this stuff, but people claim that these little grays, don't eliminate bodily waste the way we do. They secrete them from secrete it from their skin like sweat. And if that's the case, I wouldn't want to shake hands with one. You know, you need a full body wipe down before you start getting all friendly with people.
Well, I wouldn't want to touch them anyway, not because of the way in which they secrete waste products. It is, again, the alien viruses. I'm not a clean nut, you understand, but I'd like to be clean. I just think that the very basis of this makes no sense whatever. I don't know if there is any way that people who paid for the tickets or got the online video can actually sue and claim fraud. I think at the end of the day, they could always say this is entertainment. You know, I haven't seen the terms and conditions of the offer. Maybe buried in there is some language that the lawyers set up designed to relieve them of any possible liability. It might be in there. I don't know if anybody's actually looked. It certainly would be in the Spanish language. So I suppose I could submit it to my son, who is got advanced degrees in Spanish, and let him look at it if it's available and see what the terms and conditions are. But, of course, the American pay-per-view, that's another thing. I think just not getting good reception, getting buffering problems or loss of signal, that is sufficient to say, I'm not paying. I want a chargeback. I'm not doing it.
Well, do we have any firm numbers from the actual attendance to the live event and the streaming numbers? Do we have any solid numbers?
Red Pill Junkie said between 6,500 and 7,000 at the live event. I've heard figures all over the place for the pay-per-view. I don't think anyone outside the organization that ran it or Jaime Maussan or those people knows the real number.
Do we have a name of the company that actually did the streaming event?
I'm sure we could look it up. I haven't bothered.
Yeah, well, that's something that we could put out there for our listeners, especially anybody down in IT, down in Mexico. If you could do a little digging for us, we'd love to get the name of the company that provided the cameras and provided the switcher and the conversion for the live streaming event. And perhaps we could locate somebody that could firm up some of our numbers.
Yes, indeed. Our guest this week is Ryan Skinner, who's written two more books about Skinwalker called Tales of the Skinwalker, a collection of stories from Skinwalker Ranch and Beyond. That's the first book. The other one is called Skinwalker Ranch, the UFO Farm. Okay, so I guess they're growing little UFO beings. They're growing little ETs to go into museum cases.
Yeah.
I'm joking here. Ryan Skinner is always a fun guy to talk to, and we'll hear from him next with Gene and with Chris. You're in
the Paracast.
Hi, my name is Scott Fuchs, teacher and rowing coach for over 14 years. I was sluggish, overweight, on prescription drugs, and only 30-something. Fortunately, I was referred to Dr. Z, and happy to say Dr. Z's all-natural protocols over a consistent course resolved my health issues. I'm in the best shape of my life, and most importantly, on zero medications.
I'm Dr. Zdanowski, author of Evology, trained as a primary care physician, surgical manipulation under anesthesia, expert in nutrition, diet, weight loss, immune system, and I specialize in chiropractic. My 15 years of professional experience has taught me the four keys to vibrant health: a balanced musculoskeletal system, an integrated nervous system, a flowing lymphatic system, and a body filled with over 90 essential nutrients. This has been a secret too long. Actualize your potential, reverse disease. Call me, Dr. Z. 201-945-1177, 201-945-1177, evolveyourself.com.
Hi, John Huebner from Midas Resources. Are you tired of watching your hard-earned assets dwindle away? As government spending is out of hand and the Federal Reserve is creating in excess of $20 billion a week, are you tired of stockbrokers gambling away your hard-earned money? Is this market a setup for a crash greater than 1987? Too many of today's policies resemble those that led to the collapse of 1929.
This is John Huebner, and that was me in 2007. And we all know what happened when the subprime credit bubble burst. By March 2009, the dollar lost 50% of its value. The entire U.S. banking system was on the verge of collapsing. Like all financial problems of the past, is history about to repeat itself? Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 129, before it's too late to protect yourself. Will the oncoming catastrophe take all private IRAs, 401ks with it? There is a way to protect your hard-earned assets. Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 129.
Yuvia needed financing to grow her restaurant business, but her bank simply didn't understand.
I was frustrated.
Yuvia found On Deck Business Loans.
On Deck did it for me. I called on Saturday, and I had $50,000 in my account on Monday morning.
How about the terms?
Incredibly easy. It doesn't mess with your cash flow.
On Deck changed everything.
This company, On Deck, is going to be there for me.
Was it a good move?
I'm looking to increase sales probably 30%.
Been in business for at least a year with $100,000 plus in revenue? On Deck can get you $5,000 to $250,000 in as little as one business day. And they're A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau.
On Deck has opened up so many doors for me now. Truly, truly, the sky is the limit. I'm excited.
Apply now at OnDeckLending.com or call 800-326-5430. 800-326-5430. 800-326-5430.
Loan subject to lender approval.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
We'd like to hear from you. If you have a comment or question about the Paracast, send it to news@theparacast.com. That's news@theparacast.com. And don't forget to visit our famous Paracast community forums at forum.theparacast.com.
Before we join Ryan Skinner about his two newest books about Skinwalker, I want to give something away. Actually, Chris wants to give something away. He wants to give you a copy of his paradigm-changing book, Stalking the Tricksters. But you got to do something. You know, there's always a catch to these offers. It's a very simple catch. All you have to do is subscribe to 1 year or more of PowerCast Plus. That's our premium service where we give you the ad-free version of the PowerCast with a higher quality audio and also our exclusive PowerCast podcast called After the PowerCast, just for people who subscribe to PowerCast Plus. We have a really cheap plan, $5 a month, but if you subscribe to 1 year or 5 years, we give you the ebook version of Stalking the Tricksters and Chris O'Brien. To find out more about how you get the ad-free shows, just go to plus.theparacast.com, plus.theparacast.com. Check it out, sign up, and you get instant gratification. We send out the books, by the way, in batches by email. So it might take a day or two for those. But when you sign up, you're joining instantaneously. So anyway, Ryan Skinner has been on the show in the past to talk about Skinwalker Ranch. And you've got a pair of new books, Ryan. Do you actually have time to have a life after writing two more books?
It's a pretty busy life between work and the books and everything else going on and father of two children. So no, not much of a life, but it's a life I enjoy.
Okay, let's look at the two books and maybe discuss here what you're focusing on. So we have one here, Tales of the Skinwalker, a collection of stories from Skinwalker Ranch and beyond. Now, before I ask you about the stories and how you collected them, what do you mean by beyond?
And by beyond, it is somewhat limiting just focusing on Skinwalker Ranch. I found I had a larger pool of stories to collect from when I started focusing on the Four Corners area. That's what beyond is referring to.
All right. Why are we so interested in Skinwalker Ranch? Because this is something that we've discussed in the PowerCast a number of times, and it's a subject that never dies. People respond to it from different vantage points, either being knowledgeable about what's going on or just curious about something strange. So let's go back to the beginning for those who haven't heard your previous appearances in the PowerCast. How did you become involved with the things that are going on at Skinwalker?
I guess it all comes back to an incident, and this was all quite unexpected. I'd been driving through Utah with my wife, I think it was around 2006, 2007, and we were going to Vegas actually to get married. We just happened to be going through the southern part of Utah on I-70 and had what I can only describe as a close encounter with what is either a skinwalker, an alien, I mean, an unknown intelligence, I guess, is the only way I can describe it, which really altered my course in life and fueled my interest in this topic. Where the incident occurred was about 50 miles to the south as the crow flies from Skinwalker Ranch. And when I returned home and did some research, I kept coming across, what made this location so important. I found out about the ranch and Colm Kelleher and George Knapp's book on Skinwalker Ranch. And I think I was just hooked at that point. And from there, I really wanted to learn more. I've always been a little fascinated by the topic and all things paranormal, but to have such a close encounter, it just validated all of my, what I had always hoped to be true, actually turned out to be a far more mysterious adventure than I ever could have imagined.
Now, the skeptic would say, well, if you were wishing and hoping something like this would come to pass, maybe that kind of generated perceptions of what happened to you?
Yeah, absolutely. I don't know. I guess I'm at a point now I care whether people believe or don't believe. It doesn't matter to me. But what is important is you do manifest your own reality. Does that mean you can manifest something false and I guess create a delusion where you believe something to be not true to be true? Perhaps, I guess someone could. But I do know one thing for sure is if you don't go out and seek these sort of things, usually they will not find you. And I really walked a lonely and difficult path in doing my research over the years to validate what I just because you have hopes that something's real, doesn't necessarily mean that I had any proof that any of it existed. And that experience to me at that time convinced me I was onto something. And I finally had found a hot spot that I could sink my teeth into.
So what kind of reality check do you assign yourself here if you're trying to avoid the self-fulfilling prophecy?
True. It is a self-fulfilling prophecy in a way. the reality check is, what's interesting is when I bring people out to Skinwalker Ranch, a lot of the time they're either believe, you seem to fall in one camp or the other. You're either a believer or a skeptic. And both of them, however, seem to jump at the smallest noise in the night or light in the sky. Oh, that light in the sky, it's got to be a UFO. And I actually turn out to be the biggest skeptic. I know exactly what I'm looking for. And what I'm looking for is something that can't be explained by any rational means. And it's very rare when that event happens. In other words, a light in the sky is really just that, a light in the sky. Suddenly a light on the ground materializing in front of you and something coming out of that light, you know, that falls more in the unexplained category. And that holds my intrigue a lot more. So I guess
it kind of reminds me of the Jesse Ventura shoot when we were up there with Sean Stone and Ty Ventura. And we had the light show up in an area that there were no apparent roads or driveways or anything. But this light, those guys were just, I mean, they thought this was the second coming of the UFO gods or something. And I remember you and I are looking going, yeah, it's a light. You know, what's the big deal? Oh, yep. It jumped up in the air a little bit.
I remember being out there and Tyrell or Sean or both of them, you know, they were looking at passing airplanes in the sky and, oh, Ryan, I think we got a UFO. And I don't think they were testing me. I think they were jumping at the slightest bump in the night.
Yeah. And, yeah. Even though on the ground and, you know, in the restaurant or away from the scene, so to speak, they tended to be a lot more circumspect and
absolutely
skeptical and objective. But as soon as you get out there in the dark, that tends to, I think, color your experience a little bit. And you know, being someone that's been up there as many times as you have, if you had jumped up and down and acted all excited, I would not have taken your work as seriously as I do. just simply because I've been in this situation myself so many times where, sure, it was an anomalous light. It didn't appear to be doing anything particularly spectacular, but, you know, and it was in an area where there shouldn't have been any lights, and it was acting in an unusual manner. But again, it was just a light in the sky. I mean, you know, low to the ground, but a light in the sky, essentially. And, you know, if you put a big exclamation point behind any of those types of experiences that you have, no one would take you seriously. Because that would really take the gravitas away from the important events that you've described in your books and the events that others have described that I think bears some, you know, some scrutiny. And I think that there is something going on up there. That's why we've had you on the show, why I've been so interested in the case. And those initial experiences that draw us to a particular case or to a location, I think are very, very important and have a lot of deeper meanings.
More Deeper Meanings with Gene, Chris, and Ryan Skinner. You're in
the Paracast.
We are America's largest independently owned communications network, GCN.
Is there a secret UFO agenda? Do strange creatures from the darkest corners of the mind roam the earth? Is there evidence for mind control, time travel, or devious government conspiracies? Find out the inside scoop on the latest conspiracies, paranormal activity, and floating phenomena when you subscribe to Tim Beckley's Conspiracy Journal. It's jam-packed with stories, special book and DVD promotions, and the best news, it's absolutely free, sent right to your mailbox. Plus, a bonus free email newsletter sent out every Friday. Simply send an email with your name and address to MrUFO@WebTV.net. That's MrUFO@WebTV.net. Find out what they don't want you to know.
Healthy elimination is essential to high energy, a cheerful mood, and prevention of disease. Some of the founders of our modern holistic health thinking state that disease begins in a toxic colon. A toxic intestinal tract is the foundation for virtually all degenerative disease, and a clean and well-moving intestinal tract is the foundation of health.
I just want to say that you folks have an amazing product. I've taken whey protein products for years, and I've never noticed the results I have with your product. I've suffered with thoughts of constipation most of my life. Within a few days of taking One World Whey, I noticed course, a dramatic change. Also, in the past few years, I've experienced symptoms associated with diabetes. I feel horrible when I've had too much sugar, and I've been getting the foot pain as well. But I've noticed in the past week or so, I'm not feeling bad anymore, and the foot pain is gone. I'm just finishing up a 5-pound tub I ordered and just got off the phone ordering more. I love your product. Thank you.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
The human body is extraordinary, despite all the stress we inflict upon it. Thousands of people across the country use an extremely effective product to help their body stay balanced. It's Heart and Body Extract, an all-natural herbal formula designed to help maintain healthy blood pressure, clean arteries, promote good circulation, and balance cholesterol. Heart and Body Extract, along with good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free from pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of Heart and Body Extract. Learn more and read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers at heartandbody.com. Heart and Body Extracts offers a lifetime guarantee with no price increase in over 14 years. For free info, call 866-295-5305 now. That's 866-295-5305 or heartandbody.com. Distributor inquiries welcome. 866-295-5305.
This is Jacques Vallée. You're listening to the Paracast, the gold standard of paranormal radio.
You know, somebody suggested by email the other day that instead of Chris doing the Paracast, or we have one of our guests doing it, we have our listeners record those singers, the Paracast, with sound effects, with their own voices, doing imitations, whatever. And we take a selected sample, and the ones we use, maybe we give them a little gift of something or other.
I like that idea.
Isn't that nice?
Yeah, that's a good one. We should get a thread going.
Okay, we'll set up a forum thread at forum.theparacast.com to explain this, where we will run listener stingers on the show and give you credit for it. And give you a prize of some sort. We'll work out the prize stuff later. Right now, we have Ryan Skinner joining Gene and Chris. We're talking about the mysteries of Skinwalker. Now, we should point out very carefully here that when you go to the ranch, you're not going on the property. It's private property, and you're not allowed. So, officially, you can't get in there, right?
Yeah, that's correct. Bigelow's got a... Of course, it's monitored 24/7 by what used to be a team of ex-paramilitary guards from that drive up from Nevada, this compound Nevada, that watch the property. Nobody's allowed on the property. You will be arrested if you're on the property. There's still some places around there to get a good vantage or experience something paranormal from. And the phenomenon is not just by any means located on Skinwalker Ranch, despite that having a catchy name and a good slogan. It's the entire basin. It's pretty hot.
Now, you can't officially ever say you trespassed, right?
I don't know. You know, I've kind of danced around that issue for long enough, especially on this radio show for quite some time. I don't think there's any confusion on that topic. I've been over the fence before. I have. And I, again, don't recommend that experience to anyone else out there for a lot of different reasons.
Now, when you say they have security guards there, is it anything like the security guards you see in the movies? You know, these big, brawny people who have nondescript accents from different countries, and you don't know what military they work for. They're mercenaries.
I don't want to create an illusionary perspective of their attire and who they are. I mean, they're people just like you and me, and I'm actually friends with some of them, oddly. But they do all hold a top secret clearance. They come from a wide variety of backgrounds, mostly a military background with, again, the top secret clearance from the Air Force. A lot of them had guarded nuclear silos or had some job of high responsibility. And the other ones come from a police background, either law enforcement from the sheriff's office or holding in detective positions. A lot of the actual researchers. There's two different types of people out there. There's the guards and then the researchers, which are different divisions that Bass brings to play out there. I don't know. They're all pretty much in shape, and I'm not sure all of them necessarily are big believers in the paranormal. So they're looking for some action out there, and I really don't want to be the target for them.
Most of the time, it's 99% of the time, I'm sure it is just tedium and boredom. Mm-hmm. And boy, somebody popping over the fence would, you know, make their month.
Exactly. That's exactly correct. Yeah, that's the first excitement they've had in a while. You bet.
The caveat, again, is don't try to be a hero and get on the ranch and expect to have some sort of life-altering paranormal experience, because you might have a life-altering, knee in your back, face in the dirt, cuffs on, hustled off in an SUV to the local sheriff's office. So, really, play it smart. And I think, Brian, you brought up a very important point. There is a history of unexplained, unusual, fairly amazing activity from the whole area there. It doesn't matter where you go in the Uinta Basin. That area is rife with examples of all kinds of different sort of so-called paranormal events that go all the way back into the 50s and probably earlier. A good book to read before anyone goes out there would be The Great UFO, Utah UFO Display by Frank Salisbury and Junior Hicks. You need to do your research, get up to speed. There's plenty of areas around Vernal, around the southern parts of the Uinta Mountains, public land, areas south of Bonanza there into the gas and oil fields, areas north of Sago Canyon off Highway 70 into the very southern part of the Ute Indian Reservation. It is an Indian reservation. You do need to go through proper protocols to do camping and, long stays out there. So you have to, contact tribal authorities and have some good other activity to be doing. If you tell them you're going out there UFO hunting or trying to find skinwalkers, chances are you're not going to get very far with, the local native authorities. So have some other, thing that you are doing out there alongside your other more exotic pursuits, shall we say.
Pretend that you're just a tourist.
You're looking for a rare purple flower or whatever it might be. Just make sure that it doesn't include anything that might get a negative reaction from tribal authorities. This is an Indian reservation. You're in a sovereign nation. Don't forget that. The Skinwalker Ranch, so-called, the Sherman Ranch or the Bigelow Ranch now, is private property. It is not part of the Indian Reservation. It is surrounded by Indian Reservation, as is all the private property that's located in that particular little valley there south of Fort Duchesne. So be careful. Be safe. Be sanitary.
Ooh, I don't want to take that anywhere. But the key is here, don't drop the hamburger wrappers, the stuff that you get your Burger Kings in. You don't want to do that. You want to be filthy. You have to show respect for the property. But here's the point. We have, I suppose, some number of people who decide that they want to see what's going on. They're into the paranormal, UFOs, and maybe it's for kicks. Maybe it's for serious research. I don't know. What are the things that people tend to see that are mistaken for something unusual? Is it the same stuff we see anywhere else, a light in the sky or something like that?
Again, mostly airplanes, lights in the sky. I have very little interest for any sort of story about lights in the sky other than a daytime light in the sky. I'm again, more interested in seeing lights on the ground right in front of me than I am.
Well, structured craft are cool, too, in the daytime.
Absolutely.
Physical evidence in the environment. I've seen some incredible what appear to be like robot tracks that punched 18 inches into hardpan and went across a mining road about 30 miles southeast of the ranch. That there was just no way I could explain what the heck it was. It went up probably a 35 degree slope of loose road fill and then stamped across the road about four and a half feet between strides, big circular punches like some robot with, 12-inch, wide pads that have been punched into the ground with great force or weight. Those are the types of things that interest me, physical evidence. Swaths of trees mowed down for no apparent reason. I've seen south of the ranch there. Of course, this is an area where there's a lot of mining, exploration for gas and oil. So you always have to take into consideration possible, development of these types of resources. But for the most part, you always have to have your eyes open for anything that strikes you as unusual. Ryan's had some experiences that go a little bit off the scale in that department. For some of our first-time listeners to you, Ryan, why don't you give us a little bit more of a sense of how you were hooked into many, many return trips up to that area. And you're coming all the way from Wisconsin, correct?
Let's do a quick break, and then you could give us that background information. A reminder, folks, go to plus.theparacast.com, plus.theparacast.com, to learn how to get a free copy of Chris O'Brien's Stalking the Tricksters. Join up the Paracast Plus and hear our other radio show after the Paracast, plus.theparacast.com. With Gene and Chris, you're in
the Paracast.
A little right, a little left, but always independent-minded. The Genesis Communications Network, GCN.
Attack of the Rockoids has been well received by critics and readers alike. It's a thrill-a-minute story you'll never forget. A former U.S. military intelligence officer is haunted by intense dreams about a beautiful woman pleading for his help after a terrible battle in outer space. But the dreams turn out to be true and thrust him into a telepathic love affair with a woman whose faraway planet is intent on destroying the Earth. And now the gripping tale continues in The Coming of the Protectors. It's the second book of the Rockoids trilogy, a galaxy-spanning adventure that pits our hapless heroes against powerful, fanatical enemies that threaten the lives of freedom-loving beings everywhere. Attack of the Rockoids and The Coming of the Protectors, classic science fiction at its best, available now. For more details, visit Rockoids.com. That's Rockoids.com.
If the IRS has garnished your paycheck or seized money from your bank account, you need to get professional tax help now. Fast action is required to put a halt to these aggressive IRS collection tactics. You can count on the knowledgeable team of tax professionals at Wall & Associates. With over 30 years of experience, Wall & Associates has settled the tax problems of thousands of taxpayers for a small fraction of what they owed. For a free face-to-face consultation, call 1-800-425-4610 to put a wall between you and the IRS. 1-800-425-4610 or look for us on the web at wallandassociates.net. We solve tax problems. If you hire Wall & Associates today, you'll never have to talk to the IRS again. To stop the levies and seizures today, take action now. Call Wall & Associates at 1-800-425-4610. Wall & Associates. 1-800-425-4610.
Based on actual cases, results may vary, not a solicitation for legal services.
We'll be right back.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283 or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Results will vary from case to case.
This is Jerome Clark, author of the UFO Encyclopedia and other books. You're listening to the Paracast.
Ryan Skinner, you were asked the overarching question there by Chris O'Brien. What's your response?
Guessing he's looking for some of the more dramatic experiences that I've had over there that kind of keep drawing me back. Perhaps the most dramatic is I had gone to the ranch to a position where I was overlooking the ranch. It's about a quarter of a mile away. It's a great vantage point. I had been there multiple times before. We were pretty lucky to get out there early where the sun was just starting to set. And on the fields and above the ranch house, we saw these glowing, pulsating balls of light, or as I reflect on it now, as the years have passed, I think balls of plasma is what I believe they were. And they were moving around. They seemed intellectually controlled. Some of them would circle the house. Others seemed to march down the fields in groups. As we were watching, we were recording the entire event. I mean, just I felt finally validated that all my research had been validated. I finally had the proof I was looking for. I knew it would never be, wouldn't be enough, but I thought it was something tangible that I could provide the community with that would be debated hotly for years to come. Because it wasn't just a light in the dark. This was during the day and things were pretty damn clear.
Did you get video of this, by the way? I've never seen that.
No, we didn't get video. I mean, of course, you know, as all the skeptics would say. But two separate researchers, myself and another researcher, both recording two separate cameras. Later in the go over the incident here in a little bit, but as we checked our video cameras later in the night, it was not only erased; it was as if neither one of us had even hit the record button on our cameras. I get to my theory as to maybe why or how that had happened, but it does play into. There was another incident on Skinwalker Ranch where they were. NIDS at that time had recording devices set up, and as they were recording the fields, they believed some sort of entity ripped all the wires out of one of the cameras. And the time it took for that to occur, the damage to the camera and the vandalism, it was they said less than a second, a fraction of a second for it to all have occurred. And for that to happen, I mean, literally, almost this pole itself and all the wires had to be dismantled, and it would have taken somebody. You know, it's almost a team of people, several minutes to do that sort of damage with tools and everything else. So,
right, filming that camera that never picked
right,
up.
Right, Right. And that's how they had come to that determination, is it happened between, you know, between the frames of the camera. I mean, it was just unbelievable how quickly this had happened, as if time had stopped and something had intervened. But as we're watching these balls of light, several of them branched off from the group and actually started heading our direction. There was a lighted pole behind the house, and they whizzed up to the top of the pole, which had a transformer on it. They did some sort of interaction with the transformer. I have no idea what, and it blew up the power to the ranch house. Suddenly, all the lights at the ranch house went out. I mean, again, it was starting to get dusk at this point. At that point, the guards flew out of the shed. You know, they obviously lost power. They have a guard shack right also on the ranch property next to the house. So they spilled out of their guardhouse or their little, their shack. And went over and started playing with the fuse box, trying to get the power back on. As he came out of the guard shack, what always blows my mind to this day is one of the balls of light was trailing the guard. I mean, literally 5 to 10 feet right behind him, which at that time I couldn't tell whether they're working with these balls of light and this is some sort of government conspiracy, or if he really couldn't see it and had no idea it was there yet. Yet it was, and from my vantage point, I don't know if it's a dimensional aspect or what, I could see it. They eventually got the power back to the ranch house, and as they did, again, three of these balls of light branched off, started making their way towards us. I like to capture and research whatever's going on. I don't want to be a part of part of the process of what's going on. I didn't want to be some alien's experiment. Unfortunately, that was starting to happen as these things were getting closer and closer to us. They would power up, get really big, and then I describe it like powering down. Their intensity of the light would just power down to nothing, an infinitesimal point of light to winking out completely. There was no structure behind these things as they got closer. There was no metallic ball or drone. It was really just a ball of plasma that would wink into and out of existence. Eventually, they were above our heads. And I knew that because suddenly they materialized above the heads. They powered up and flashed a really bright light down on us. And years later, I theorized at that time that's when they had messed with our video equipment is my only guess as to what had happened. The lights then landed, and I'd like to pretend to be the brave explorer, but I mean, I was really shaking in my boots, to say the least. I didn't want to be there anymore. I didn't want to be anywhere near the ranch. Because I knew something would be coming, and something did come. I finally got the courage to peek over the rock's edge, and from this glowing, pulsating light, this black mist, this materialistic, I mean, when I say mist or smoke, this is a mist or smoke that had substance to it. It was darker than the night sky. It was now getting pretty dark out than the night sky around us. It was swirling around, taking shapes, tendrils of it lashing out, and from that, it took the shape of a wolf, which then walked directly towards us, sat down no more than 5 feet away in a somber position, and just stared intently at us.
Now, you say a wolf, like a traditional wolf or what we call a werewolf? Jesus. What kind of wolf?
Well, definitely I wouldn't call it a werewolf. I'd call it a gray, mangy, gray, kind of a scrawny wolf with a really long, bushy tail. Dark eyes, the eyes weren't glowing. The wolf did not walk on 2 feet. It never spoke, and it just it also was not a dog. Up here in Wisconsin, we have wolves, which they actually do not even have wolves in Utah, which makes it even more interesting. They've been extinct for some time.
It wasn't like one of the dogmen. It wasn't smoking a cigarette.
No, it wasn't smoking a cigarette, and I smoked at that time, and I probably would have asked for it for one. I was so nervous at seeing that. No, it was not, and I know the story you're talking about, but which to me makes it all the more mysterious and real. The wolf sat there for a good 5 minutes. We didn't know what to do, and it eventually made the choice for us by turning around, walked behind a rock, a large rock, and vanished. We looked behind the rock. There was nothing there. And from where the wolf was, now walked it's kind of silly, but a porcupine walked up and sat down to the same exact spot where the wolf was and did the same solemn, statuesque kind of planted itself right there and just stared at us.
Well, I don't remember that detail. Wow. Were there any tracks from it? Did it leave physical tracks? Any sort of trace evidence?
The biggest problem with Skinwalker Ranch, again, and especially what we were doing at that time, which I haven't done any trespassing since, is you're already walking on a razor's edge, you know, being out there, as you know. And right after this occurred, we heard the guards were walking down the path directly towards us. We could hear their CBs and them talking together. So we packed everything up pretty quick because they started, at this point, they were jogging up towards our position. So we packed everything up and got out of there. I tailed it out of there for safety.
They probably ended up blaming it on you. You became government agents that were putting holographic technology to work and freaking them out.
I remember that. I remember that, yeah. No, I don't know. But I do, you know, years later, in my second book, what is it, Skinwalker Ranch, No Trespassing, I did obtain access to some of the guard files. And oddly, that night, there is not an incident of the encounter. So I'm still perplexed and confused by that encounter. But that's one of many. I mean, to me, that was one of the most dramatic things that ever happened and left a lasting impression on me. And I'm always looking for that experience again, I guess.
So what would you do this time? Put a .38 slug between its eyes? Or
That's fine. I mean, thoughts like that really were going through my head at the time. I mean, do I try to bash this thing over the head? Do I pet it? Do I communicate with it? I remember trying to talk to it, but there was no response.
So the key here is that this thing never displayed any evidence of hostile intent. I'm going to ask you more about that in our next segment because we got a lot to talk about. Two new books out from Ryan Skinner, who I guess at this point has written more books about Skinwalker Ranch than anyone.
Thank you.
How about that? Think about that. And we'll talk more about that in our next segment with Gene and with Chris. You're in.
Ooh, the Paracast.
Independently leading the way for the nation. Compelling talk for every political persuasion. We are GCN.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state in back taxes, you know they'll never stop coming after you. With bank levies, wage garnishments, they'll even seize your home or business. The good news? A government program for tax debt forgiveness. It's called the Fresh Start Initiative.
I'm Paul Sibley. With U.S. Tax Shield, we can help navigate the new laws, get you protected, and resolve your tax issues permanently.
Call the experts at U.S. Tax Shield now for your free consultation and get a guaranteed quote to resolve your case. Call 800-436-6451. That's 800-436-6451.
It's a terrifying thought. You're trapped somewhere without a radio and no access to GCN shows, a doctor's office, the DMV, your mother-in-law's.
Come on, stay for dinner.
That's what makes the newly redesigned GCN Live app a true lifesaver. Listen to your favorite GCN hosts and programming on your smartphone, wherever you are. Download yours free on iTunes or Google Play. The new GCN Live app. Don't leave home without it.
Are you suffering from EP? The symptoms include fraudulent charges to your credit card. Your subway card says it's empty, but you bought it yesterday. Someone's been in your hotel room, but the desk clerk says they only show you entering the room. These are signs of EP, electronic pickpocketing. Payment cards, transit cards, even hotel room keys use a radio chip, so you can just wave your card at the register, the turnstile, or your hotel room door. But what's convenient for you is also convenient for thieves, waving scanners to electronically pickpocket you without even touching you. The good news is there's a cure. ID Stronghold has created leather wallets and clutches that have built-in EP protection. Layers of shielding material cleverly concealed in a beautiful leather wallet that stops the symptoms of EP. Go to IDStronghold.com now and get the cure. IDStronghold.com. Warning, ID Stronghold wallets could lead to feelings of safety and security, comfort in crowds, and euphoria. If you experience these emotions, immediately inform your friends and family about IDStronghold.com so they can feel better too.